You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number 148. Service said to me, we think your garment bags in Stuttgart, Germany, there must be 50 ways to lose your luggage. I said, again, it must take roomfuls of your files. I should wish my missing bags received their frequent flyer miles. No doubt they've earned a trip to the Polynesian Isles with all your 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage.
Welcome to my podcast. I'm recording this just before the Thanksgiving holiday, and as you know, it's the second most traveled holiday of the year, so I thought you might appreciate this little song called 50 Ways to Lose Your Luggage by Robert Lund of the Funny Music Project. So I think you'll appreciate it. Stay tuned for the full song at the end of my podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. I also invite you to follow me on Twitter. My handle is Rods Pods. As always, I post links to all of the things we talk about on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. During this episode, I'll be talking about Sway. That's Microsoft's mobile graphic presentation tool, which up until a few months ago, I was totally unawares. I discovered Sway when I attended the Montgomery County Community College annual technology day. Jill Sitnick from Microsoft was there to talk about Sway and demonstrate it, and turned out to be pretty cool. By the end of her presentation, I was able to download the app and produce my own first Sway. So what is Sway? Well, you can create and share your interactive reports, presentations, and personal stories from your browser, or you can even produce it directly on your smartphone. So in this interview, you'll learn how you can have your students create and share polished, interactive, web-based presentations. Sway makes sure that the presentation looks great on any screen or device, and you can easily add content from integrated apps such as PowerPoint, your files on OneDrive. Of course, it's a Microsoft product, or even social networks, including YouTube. Sway's built-in design takes the hassle out of formatting pieces of your content by integrating them into a cohesive layout, and you'll learn what all this means. Now, when I did this interview, we did a screen share, so I'll also be linking in my show notes to the YouTube video of our interview conversation, and so you can see some of the features of Sway in use. So if you're listening to this and you want to go back and pause or wait till you get to your desktop, don't do it while you're driving. You can go back and watch the YouTube video to get a better idea of how Sway works. So without further ado, here's my interview with Jill Sitnick.
So Jill, thank you so much for agreeing to speak with me today. Just to give my audience a little background, I met Jill at a technology conference at Montgomery County Community College. And Jill, you talked about Sway. And before we get into the nitty-gritty of what Sway is, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to be working at Microsoft?
Oh, well, thank you, Rod. So, hi, everybody. Again, Jill Sitnick, technology strategist for Pennsylvania. I actually came to Microsoft about a year and a half ago. I came from Bensalem School District, where I taught high school English for 10 years and was a supervisor of instructional technology for 10 years, and have had this great opportunity to join Microsoft when they are just exploding with tools for educators. So it's really an exciting time, and I'm thrilled to be part of the ride.
Great, great. Well, you certainly are very, what's the word I'm looking for, enthusiastic about the product, and you gave a great talk, and you intrigued me to look into Sway. To be honest, I had never heard of it, so that was good for me to hear more about it. And, you know, let me ask you, how would you describe what Sway does in, I don't know, 25 words or less?
You're limiting me to 25 words. Uh-oh. Sway.
I'll give you more time later, but in a nutshell, what would you say it does?
Sway is the best and easy way to create a website either on a computer or on a mobile device that is then available for anybody to view with any sort of data connection. And the best part is you don't have to know anything about coding or design. How's that? I think I might have made 25 words.
That's excellent. That's right. You know, I was trying to think how I would describe it. And, you know, one thing that came to me is that it's an automatic graphic presentation tool you could create on your phone, which is, I think, pretty amazing. I would never think that I would worry about creating or consider creating a PowerPoint on my phone, for example.
Right.
So, so I take it that, you know, you can create these very graphic-intensive applications. Would you say, certainly it's not a PowerPoint replacement, how do you see it fitting into the Microsoft Office suite of products?
So it's interesting you say that, because I think PowerPoint is always going to have a particular place. Where I see this fitting in specifically for the education market is that our students are using mobile devices all the time. Our teachers are using mobile devices all the time. So in terms of creation, you now have a tool that allows you very quickly and easily to create a presentation, a newsletter, a blog that is immediately shareable via some sort of URL. So all of a sudden, the school walls are in no way, shape, or form limiting publication for students. And in terms of teaching or teachers using this kind of technology, you are in a situation now where to enable your students to be knowledge workers when they enter the workforce, they have to be able to consume content, understand content, and then work from it. So a very easy, simple way to take existing content that teachers and educators already have, throw it into Sway, is a very nice, easy way for them to create a flipped classroom model without really having to learn any new technology. In my experience, teachers, I spend about 5 minutes kind of reviewing how Sway works. People really want to get their hands in there and start playing, and it just kind of comes together. It's a very simple tool that I think has a lot of power for both our educators and students.
Well, you know, I can certainly second that. When I was listening to your presentation at the technology conference, I think by the end of the time I created my first Sway, I downloaded it while you were talking, and it certainly was quick and easy. How do you who do you think is the main audience? Would it be K-12, or do you see it being used in higher ed as well?
So I think K-12 is going to grab onto it a little bit faster just because it's so easy. And I think what we're going to see is when students see how easy it is. And remember, Sway comes within 365 for schools, but there's also a consumer Sway, both of which are free. So students don't have to be a 365 school. And so what I think is going to happen, as with a lot of technologies out there, the students are going to find it, they're going to enjoy it, and then it's going to kind of grow beyond K-12. But I think K-12 is where it's going to start. That's my personal opinion, though. Who knows? I've been wrong before.
Sure. Well, it's interesting. So when you say, I'm sure a number of K-12 schools are, you call them an Office 360...
365.
School. So 365. school. So this gives them a number of... a suite of software. Is it free to these schools, or
yes,
at low cost, or how does that work? It's free. Go ahead.
So
I was going to say, how does it differ from sort of the standalone version in a K-12 classroom? Can the teacher become a moderator? Are you concerned about students putting something crude out there on the web for everybody in the world to see that has the school name on it?
So every Sway has the ability to, when I get into a Sway, I can go ahead and control sharing. As with any particular assignment, teachers have to be vigilant and make sure that there is some sort of strategy involved in terms of making sure that students don't put anything out there that is inappropriate as per their policies. As we're moving more digital and we're moving more mobile, we do have to kind of think about teaching our students what's appropriate and then, unfortunately, maybe dealing with students who choose to not act appropriately, because it's really becoming a lesson at this point that once you put something online, it's there. So there is no kind of stop gap. There is no the teacher approves it before it actually becomes a URL. So I think it's really a fantastic opportunity to talk about digital citizenship, talk about reputation, talk about the permanence of the web, because this is a real product that educators and adults out in other industries can use to basically share content easily and quickly via URLs.
Now, I can see how easy it is to share. Would you say it also has features to allow students to collaborate? Can they work together on these ways?
Yes, absolutely. So see how you have this author feature? You can go ahead and share an edit link, and you can have multiple students. And it basically saves like every 5 seconds, so whichever, pretty much like every cloud tool out there, it saves on its own. So it's like whatever change has been the most recent. I have found with adults, this is actually really funny, when I'm training adults, more than five people, they start to get frustrated. So I would definitely consider keeping the number of authors down, because people really like getting in here and playing.
Right. Yeah, I can certainly understand that. Mm-hmm. By the way, for those that are listening to this as a audio podcast, I will have a, or I do, I should say, if you're listening to this now, I have a link to the video so you can see what we're talking about. So if you go to my show notes, you can see the full video presentation. So, okay, so you can share it. It's easy to create. Are there any, how does it integrate? I understand you can integrate it with other third-party kinds of content. Can you tell us and then maybe show us a little bit about how that works?
Sure. So you're looking at Sway right now from a desktop view, and I'm just in a browser. And when you're looking at Sway, what you have to think about is get out of the idea that you've got blank PowerPoint slides and think instead about content cards. So this is a text card. This was a heading card. And you can even see that I've gone ahead and I've grouped some cards together. That's what this gray box around these different cards mean. And actually, this particular Sway was made with the auto function, which I can show as we move forward. So when we're talking about maybe a text slide or we're talking about an image slide, actually, let's just have some fun. Let me just throw an image slide in here. And see what I did? I just dragged it over. And now what I can do is when I click add an image, suddenly up here, instead of talking about cards or having cards highlighted as it was before, suddenly I have insert highlighted. So I always like to, you know, search for dogs just because it's fun. And when you see over here, I have my suggested different sites. And of course, we're Microsoft, so we're going to have to use Bing. But you can also search for videos if you have a video card. If you happen to have a picture from your own device that you've moved onto your computer, you're absolutely fully encouraged to go ahead and use that. I'm just going to search Bing, which it really already did, but let's just do it anyway, dog, and we'll get more pictures. And you can see that we're looking for pictures that have been tagged with Creative Commons licenses. So that's also a great conversation starter for especially younger students. And this is how easy it is. I like this little pup right here. I actually had a shepherd a couple of years ago. I'm just going to drag the image over. And in a moment, that picture is now going to appear. To make this a little bit easier to see, I'm going to delete some other cards just so I can move things along. And when I hit play, I'm going to go back to that first screen, but when I hit next, and you see I'm just on the web, boom, that picture showed up immediately. You can see I just have a URL link. To get back to editing, I just kind of hovered my mouse on the upper right-hand side. I click the pencil, whatever you'd like to do, and I'm back to the editing screen.
Very good. Yeah, that's certainly easy. I can see how kids especially would really like this. I think there are probably some links you can share with me after our talk today, maybe some good examples of Sways that we can demo to our audience. How does it work with the content is all stored in the cloud under this sway.com. Mm-hmm. And it worked the same way with, the personal account or the standalone accounts?
Yes, yeah, so everything's basically up in Azure. It's just so you're not taking away any sort. You don't have to worry about any sort of storage as an institution. You don't have to worry about storage. It's all up in the cloud. It's housed in Microsoft's Azure sites.
Okay. And for those that don't know what Azure is?
That's Microsoft's cloud.
Okay. Can you, since we're in demo mode here, can you show us some examples of some SWAYs that are maybe more appropriate for higher ed, or any that you can think of offhand?
Oh, so here's the best part. What I strongly suggest to people, higher ed and K-12, it doesn't matter. See how they and somebody kind of stole my idea. I take full credit for it. I don't know if Redmond knows that I had this idea first. I think you should always start from a template because somebody has taken the time to create a SWAY. Here's what I suggest you do. When you first log into SWAY, you're going to see these options. They're just here. Okay. And so I had clicked into this portfolio photo collection. And what I can now do is I can now edit this template. Now, in addition to edit, it moved a little too fast for me. What I can also do is instead of editing the actual template and kind of, you know, ruining it with Jill's stuff, what I also encourage people to do is duplicate the SWAY. So if I duplicate it and I just write Jill portfolio, I'm just going to get rid of the little things there. Boom. I'm now duplicating it. And all of this beautiful formatting that's here, all I have to do is now replace the pictures with my content, and I'm like good to go. That I don't have to make any sort of decisions. Like these three little slides right here, they are showing up right down here. Well, I don't have to worry about organizing and designing my SWAY because guess what? I've just taken it from this template, and I can go ahead and edit it as much as I really want to edit it. I'm just going to go back over here and pull my cards out. So I can grab any sort of picture just to show you how easy it is. I can go back here to insert. Of course, I love using my dog example. I got to do that. All right. And it's looking for suggestions. And all I'm going to do is I'm just going to grab this little guy right here. I'm going to drag him over. Notice I didn't even bother to take a card. I'm going to get rid of this first card just by clicking on it and hitting the trash can. Okay. And you can already see that the little dog has shown up first. So when I go to, I didn't want to do that. I'm sorry. When I go to play, you can see that that's how easy that picture is. Did I have to do any coding? Did I have to know anything about HTML? No. But suddenly that looks really professional, like Jill really knows what she's doing.
How about, of course, you'd probably see more text in a higher ed implementation. Does it import PDFs, or would you just copy and paste the text in? I know some people are going to want to use this like a PowerPoint, which is, I know, not the best, maybe use case. But so how easy is it to work with text in here as well?
Yeah, it's the same. Actually, I kind of agree with the concept of taking content that you already have and just uploading it, because the idea is you might have content in a Word document or a PowerPoint document that doesn't really allow your user to view that content on a mobile device really easily. Well, what I suggest, and it's just really from my own experience at this time, is, feel free. I don't really have a PDF that's kind of ready to go that looks pretty, but feel free from your device. You can upload your PDFs. You can upload your Word documents. They'll go right into a text card. And then when you're in your text card, just realize you don't have a lot of options right here in the text card. You can mess around with design later on if you really want to. If you're in a situation where you have a PowerPoint, here's my recommendation so far. You know how you can save PowerPoint slides as pictures? That's what I would do. I would save them as pictures, and then I would upload them into SWAY so they will just flow as a web page. in my experience so far with uploading PowerPoint, usually there's a transition or an animation in there somewhere that's going to kind of look a little silly. And it's just easier right off the bat to just save your slides as pictures, upload them, and you're good to go. Because it's all about not reinventing the wheel.
Right. I think that's a good suggestion because there's nothing worse than somebody sends you a PowerPoint and you're on your mobile phone, and what it is a PDF that's very big, very long, and it doesn't format to your phone. This way, I'm sure this would display it much better on a mobile device.
Well, that's really the cool thing about Sway also, is that it is really adjusting to whatever device you have. So I have this little dog picture selected. I'm going to select focal point just to kind of make my point here. So see, I can see that if I've got a tablet, that this poor little doggy's head is being cut off. On a phone, it's looking just fine, but not on a tablet. I can select right here to make the entire image important, because maybe that's really one I have, and see how that adjusted. It'll do the same thing with text. You don't really have to tell it to every single bit of text is important, so you don't have to tell it that. We know that you're basically working on a mobile device, and as a creator of content, you really want to dictate what users are going to see regardless of the device that they're using. So this particular tool is designed for mobile. You certainly have choices when it comes to the visuals, as I'm showing you. Text, it's obviously going to format automatically.
Yeah, that's very clever. For those who are just listening to this, not watching, there's a feature called focus point. So you just more or less click on different areas of a photograph or a graphic, and this will make sure that gets the proper presentation on whatever device you're watching. Very good.
Yeah. Focal point is really fun. Whenever I show it to educators, they get really excited because usually there is an important part of a picture they really want folks to see.
Right. Are there any now maybe I'm pushing it. Are there any interactive features once this is done? Is this a way to present a quiz or, something not maybe for credit, but some little poll or quiz or some sort of interactivity?
So there is no analytic part of Sway. It is designed as a medium to bring information versus receive information. One of the things I do like to talk about is this comparison group. So when I move over this comparison group, I should have moved it up higher so that we don't have to really look too hard. I'm going to grab it up here, and then I'm going to grab two pictures of dogs. These are cute. And then, let's see, this little guy on the beach. And what you're going to have the opportunity to do as a user is literally go back and forth between the different pictures. So as an educator, you're free to go ahead and put, a quiz question on one side and the answer on the other, or some sort of interactivity discussion point, but there is no functionality in this particular product for analytics.
I see. But it looks like you could do a little sort of flashcard type of application.
And the neat part is this works on the mobile device. So imagine your students suddenly kind of interacting with your presentation for some way or some, and really all you have to do, you can have a PowerPoint slide that is a question and a PowerPoint slide that's an answer and just upload them as pictures and you're good to go.
Right, exactly. How would you use social media in here?
Oh, so if you are attached to, so I can go to Twitter and I'm going to find my Twitter feeds. I'm not sure if I'm logged into my Twitter feed, though. So let's see what pops up. But you can basically put a Twitter feed from a piece of content in there. So Shoreline Dogs. Not sure. It should find me dogs in Twitter, which will probably be really, really crazy. It'll probably be 10 million of them, right? And I just drag them over.
Search for Rod Pods.
And now I have a Twitter feed. Let's go ahead and play it. Let's see what it looks like. I don't really use that too often. I think that's a great question. Let's see. I think I had it after that. Oh, where did I put it? Did I not add it in? Did I go a little too fast?
Maybe you did.
Yeah, you know, I can't say I use that functionality. Oh, that's my dog. I'm sorry. That's my dog. Oh, there we go. It just took a while to come in. Sorry about that. It took a while. There we go.
Okay. So it's like putting a RSS feed from Twitter. And so that would be live. That's going to show the most recent
from these folks.
Tweet. I see. Cool. All right.
Yeah, that hasn't been a real... It doesn't get my K-12 folks super interested, so it'll be interesting to see if higher ed finds more use for that particular feature.
Right, right. I guess K-12, what other social media are popular? Instagram? Is that one of the social media widgets you can use?
Yeah, not really, not yet. It'll be interesting to see how it grows. Right now, you know, Twitter and LinkedIn are pretty easy in terms of an RSS feed.
Right, right. So, well, this has been very enlightening. I think a lot of people are going to like this, like especially like you say, K-12. Is how long has Sway been out there, and is there a is this continually changing, or do you know about new versions are coming out? How does it work?
So that's a great question. I joined Microsoft a year and a half ago, and Sway had just kind of come onto the scene. I will tell you that whenever I have to do a demonstration with Sway, I need to go ahead and actually look at the product, because they're making changes. The product team is making changes like every month. For instance, I just had a presentation at one of our intermediate units, and of course I went in the night before to make sure whatever changes I would be aware of. And there's this new start from a topic option now that when I threw in dogs, you can see I threw in rat terrier. You just heard my crazy dog, my rat terrier. All I did was throw in the topic, and it made a Sway for me. It kind of gave me an idea how to get started. And that was brand new. That wasn't there 2 months ago. So I will tell you that the product continues to evolve, and I'm never going to have a warning as to what shows up, but it's just really, really fun. The experience that you're going to have on your iOS device is a little bit different than what you're going to have online. You're definitely restricted on your iOS device to what's in your camera and video rolls. But in terms of being able to create content that is viewable from any sort of data-connected device from a device, I think it's really, really cool. I think people are really going to like it.
But the developing this on a Mac on the web would be the same as Windows, right? Because it's a web.
Because we are in the cloud. We are in a browser, so it doesn't matter. I haven't had any issue using Internet Explorer or Firefox. Those are the two I use most often.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
Well, listen, this has been great. I really appreciate the demo, and like I was saying, I'll have the video up on a link on my website. And are there any final words you'd like to say about Sway, or what might be coming down in the future?
I would say have a ton of fun with Sway, that it is all designed to make your life easier. And when you're ready and you're all excited that you have all your content in that, play around with this remix button, because it just mixes everything up and you get to play and you get to see a whole bunch of different websites with your content. And it's kind of addicting. You just kind of want to keep seeing how things are. So have fun, enjoy, and, have fun creating.
Sounds great. I'm sure my audience will give it a try.
Awesome.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it. This is just a ton of fun.
My pleasure.
That's it for now. I hope you enjoyed the episode and learned something about a relatively new presentation tool. I was pretty impressed. So stay tuned and listen to 50 Ways to Lose Your Luggage. Until next time, have a great week.
The problem is all the new increased security. That's what the O'Hare Baggage Service said to me. We think your garment bags in Stuttgart, Germany. There must be 50 ways to lose your luggage. I said, again, it must take roomfuls of your files. I should wish my missing bags received their frequent flyer miles. No doubt they've earned a trip to the Polynesian Isles with all your 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage.
Just if the sky cap, Jack, agree to get bumped, Gump, board in the dark, Mark, or try to fly free. Pack too much weight, Kate, or arrive at the gate late. Just make the crew cross, Ross, and get your bags lost. Ooh, pack too much shell, Mel, close them with locks, Knox, fly when it's snowy, Chloe, or boarding group C. There's gonna be snags, Babs, so don't lose your bag tags. Cause I've got a feeling, Leland, your stuff's in New Zealand.
Why must it be the most important stuff they lose? I wished I'd carried on my clothes and checked the pills and booze. I thought, well, I'll tour this place in just a pair of shoes. Who'll notice anyways? I streaked through town till some policeman shouted halt, and I believe he mentioned something about a sexual assault. And then he cuffed me, but you realize it's really not my fault. It's cause there's 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage.
Just pack lots of fruit, Newt. Check in online, Klein. Fly at Christmas, Chris, you poor SOB. If connections are tight, Dwight, or you're bumped to a night flight. Have fun in L.A., Ray, your stuff's in Bombay. Ooh, pack too much liquid, Dickwad. Joke about bombs, Tom. Carry on, Mace, Grace, then lose your ID. Bring cans of Raid, Jade, then run when they're X-rayed. If your luggage is stinky, Twinkie, it's shot to Helsinki.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog or send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.